Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump will not testify in his upcoming impeachment trial in the Senate, despite Democratic impeachment managers asking him to do so. Here's NPR's Domenico Montanaro.
A senior advisor to the former president tells NPR that Trump rejects the request outright. The former president will not testify in what they believe is an unconstitutional proceeding. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, a congressman from Maryland, had written a letter to Trump's attorneys earlier in the day requesting the former president come before Congress under oath. That's because Trump's attorneys disputed several facts in a memo to Congress attempting to answer impeachment charges against him. In a brief response, Trump's lawyers dismissed the request as a public relations stunt and accused Democrats of playing games. The dust-up previews what is sure to be an intense and historic impeachment trial that begins next week. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
In Wisconsin, a tug of war over masks. The state's GOP-controlled legislature voting to repeal a mask mandate imposed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Lawmakers voted to end the statewide mask mandate despite warnings from health experts that masks are the most effective way to slow the spread of the coronavirus. That would make Wisconsin one of only 10 states without a mask mandate in place. Less than an hour later, Evers issued a new mask mandate. Even with a repeal, businesses, schools, health clinics, and churches can still require people to wear a mask. President Biden's nominee to run the Labor Department had his confirmation hearing before a Senate committee today. NPR's Don Garnier reports Boston Mayor Marty Walsh appears to be on a glide path to become the Secretary of Labor.
Marty Walsh told the committee he would steadfastly support American workers' right to organize and pledge to work with American businesses. He praised the nation's frontline workers during the pandemic, even as the nation at times struggled to provide necessary protective equipment.
And these folks went to work every single day and kept our economy moving forward.
Walsh added,
if I don't protect those workers and we don't protect those workers, then I don't have a right to be sitting in that seat.
GOP senators pressed him on his support for a $15 national minimum wage, saying it could hurt small businesses. But the tone of the hearing was cordial, with ranking Republican Richard Burr saying he looked forward to an expedited confirmation process. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says even more difficult months to go in terms of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. It's important that Congress move to approve the Biden administration's proposed $1.9 trillion relief package. In her first public interview since being confirmed as Treasury Secretary, former head of the Federal Reserve says President Biden has indicated he would be willing to cooperate with Republicans to pass the measure on a bipartisan basis. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 332 points. The NASDAQ rose 167 points today. This is NPR. The International Criminal Court has convicted the former head of the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda. NPR's Ader Peralta reports the rebel leader now faces life in prison.
Dominic Ongwen was around 9 years old when he was abducted and forcefully recruited into the Lord's Resistance Army. The International Criminal Court found that over the next 27 years, he turned into a ruthless rebel leader. The court found him guilty on dozens of charges, including rape, torture, enslavement, murder, and of recruiting children into the rebel group. The LRA terrorized northern Uganda up until the early 2000s. Its leader, Joseph Kony, is still on the run. The ICC has issued a warrant for his arrest, and the United States has offered a $5 million bounty for him. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Global business consulting group McKinsey & Company says it's agreed to pay nearly $600 million for its role in the opioid crisis. It's part of a deal announced today with attorneys general for most states. The company also agreeing to make public documents showing communications with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and three other companies. The settlement is novel because McKinsey did not make or sell the powerful pain-killing drugs, but rather provided advice to the drug makers on how to boost their business. States say McKinsey encouraged Purdue to focus on higher dose pills as well as high-volume providers. Crude oil futures prices continue to gain ground on a commitment from OPEC to keep production levels steady, oil ending the session up 54 cents a barrel today to close at $56.23 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.